I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, learn what Sudan's latest changes mean for persecuted Christians. Plus, we'll shine a spotlight on some of America's forgotten youth, and we'll offer some ways that you can be part of the solution. First, military and civilian talks fell apart in Sudan this week. Since the ouster of longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir last month, military and civilian leaders have discussed how to transition power into civilian hands. An agreement was reportedly in sight, but then the ruling military council suspended talks on Thursday. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says the situation remains fluid.
There is a lot going on, and certainly there's a lot going on behind the scenes. People are still protesting. The military is saying, listen, we have compromised, but there is still a lot of decisions to be made and certainly a need for us to pray for Sudan as it continues to go through this process.
Sudan is a nation in flux. So what does that mean for Christians?
One of the things that we have heard from our Christian contacts inside Sudan is they are not necessarily expecting dramatic changes in how the church is treated. The military is still saying that any laws that are made, even by the new civilian government, need to be based on Sharia.
And believers are still praying for their country. Would you join them?
In the course of the protest, Christians gathered around the military headquarters, not to protest, but to pray for peace, to pray for God's will to be done. Let's pray that that spirit continues.
We turn next to the United States, where the I Am Second movement through E3 Partners is hitting 11 years this year. The movement began in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area in 2008, and the concept behind the movement was to help reach people with the gospel. This includes those who haven't heard the good news, were hurt by the church, or have simply turned away from the Christian life. How? By way of celebrity status stories shared across multiple media platforms. E3's Jeff Johnson tells us,
it's become a really good opportunity to plant seeds of the gospel in all sorts of people's lives.
Is it effective? And after over a decade of planting seeds, what's the next step?
Our focus now is on getting people to that next step. And so we're working on bridging those people from seeing an I Am Second film to, you know, just accepting Christ into their life and then connecting them with an E3 USA person or just with people in their area that can help disciple them and help them grow in their relationship with Christ or get them plugged into a local church or into a local small group.
Want to get plugged in? We'll point you in the right direction at missionnews.org. And Native American young people face abuse, rape, addiction, and suicide at alarmingly high rates. Left in the margins, they often feel overlooked by society. But there's one ministry that says to Native youth, you are not forgotten. And that ministry is On Eagle's Wings and their annual Warrior Leadership Summit coming up July 1st through the 6th. Warrior Leadership Summit is a week for Native young people to gather, have fun, play games, enjoy good food, but most importantly, learn about the hope of Jesus. Brad Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says the Native team leaders and the young men and women who attend Warrior Leadership Summit are at the heart of the ministry.
Story after story, it is about these individuals. It's not about On Eagle's Wings. It's not about me. It's not about any certain name. It is about these warriors who are making the hard choices day in, day out, to stand firm for Jesus. And I have to tell you that they're standing firm for Jesus in some of the hardest places to do that.
Right now, On Eagle's Wings need prayer warriors and sponsors so that Native young people can attend the Warrior Leadership Summit. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
The stories really are becoming greater, deeper, more endless as far as the numbers that we're hearing. And I think that is because God is on the move in Native America.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.